Well, we all know about Airbnb and what it's done for the hospitality industry and how it has disrupted the hotel business. Here to help us understand how a similar approach might be working on the yachting and boat industry is Jackie Baumgarten, the chief executive and co-founder of Boatsetter. Jackie, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us first about what is Boatsetter and how did you come to found this?
Certainly. So Boatsetter is the leading online boat rental community. So you can think of us as an Airbnb for boats. What Boatsetter is an online platform where we present privately owned vessels with U.S. Coast Guard licensed captains and incredible on-the-water experiences. What we're doing is connecting people in the boating industry in a way that's never been done before. What we have is thousands of boats to choose from across key markets in the United States, the Caribbean, and the Med. So whether you're looking to go cruising on a power yacht, fishing with your buddies, sailing on a Hinkley, or celebrating a special day with friends and family, we have incredible and amazing boats and captains to choose from.
Jackie, beg your pardon. Go ahead.
You had asked me as well how I started.
Right. How did
company.
You? Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. How'd you get into this?
Certainly. So it's a very personal story, actually. Some of my happiest memories from childhood were times spent out on the water with my father and my three brothers on the lakes, Michigan and Chicago. And I wanted to be able to offer that opportunity to anyone. And in 2012, my two brothers, who are boat owners, called me about 2 weeks apart from one another, complaining that they were going to have to sell their boats because they hadn't used them once in an entire year. And, you know, their challenge is not an exception. The average boat owner only uses their boat 14 days a year. So I suggested, why don't you rent out your boats instead of selling them? And their reaction was, I can't. My insurance doesn't allow it. And they were correct. At the time, recreational boat insurance policies did not allow for rentals or charters. So I spent 8 months hitting the global insurance markets and worked with leading maritime underwriters to establish the first-of-its-kind peer-to-peer marine insurance policy. And that's what launched the peer-to-peer boating industry back in 2014.
How did that agreement and relationship with the insurance companies change? Did it add cost, take away cost? What happened as a result of that?
Well, it was fundamentally a new policy and approach. The policy itself becomes primary and exclusive only during the rental on Boatsetter's platform. And it protects the boat owner, the renter, and captain and crew. So it's the most comprehensive policy in peer-to-peer in the industry. And what that did was it fundamentally changed the relationship in allowing private owners to be able to allow their boats for rent on a marketplace like ours. And the way it works is when the renter rents, there's a premium associated for each rental to ensure and protect everyone involved that the renter pays. And that varies depending on the value, the age, and the quality of the vessel.
Speak a little bit about the state-by-state oversight of the boating industry, because I know in Florida, for example, there is an effort in the Florida Senate, I believe, to get a new law passed that allows people to get a discount on their registration for additional safety measures.
So, you know, in the U.S., everything is governed by maritime law. So it's not technically state by state. And unlike vehicles, there isn't a general license that one can have. You can get a U.S. Coast Guard license, but it's not required to go boating. So there are a lot of initiatives underway through various associations. Boat U.S., for example, has an on-water training course. Various states are trying to provide state safety boating safety courses and encouraging and in some cases requiring, depending on your age, that someone complete a boater safety course prior to getting out on the water.
Tell us about some of the boats. Let's maybe start with the more affordable and tell us about some of the deals and then give us the luxury version.
You've got it. Well, the beauty is with thousands of boats on the site, we can offer pretty much anything to anyone depending on what they're looking for. Anything from going, touring the intercoastal and taking out a center console for $250 to $300 for half a day, up to beautiful luxury 130-foot yachts for $5,000 a day. Now, you can customize the duration that you want to go out on a boat. So if you want to take it out for half a day or a month, that can be accommodated. And, you know, for those of you in New York who are interested, you could take out a 97-foot beautiful power yacht for a day, or if you want to sail, we have, you know, 35-foot Hinckleys that you can take out. There's a wide variety of inventory, boat size, boat type. And the plus side to our platform is that we also have the largest database of U.S. Coast Guard licensed captains, and they can be assigned to any boat. So you don't even have to be an experienced boater to enjoy Boat Setter.
Well, thank you very much, Jackie Baumgarten. And I noticed for about $1,200 for a half day, you can take out a nice Hinckley 35 on the Hudson River. Thank you very much for being with us. Very interesting.